Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Perek Yudalad, Halacha Yudalad, last Halacha in Perek Yudalad, which is actually not new information, as the Kesef Mishnah notes in his commentary, but we'll explore his idea as to why the Rambam reiterates this idea within this context. So again, yesterday we tried to argue that for Lashitas HaRambam, in accordance to the first day in Tosfos, not that the Rambam owes Tosfos a nickel, but Suvis Daf Lamed, where the idea is that they don't have to have a kavios in the Lishkas HaGazis. They could go back there as long as the Mikdash is Kayim, and as long as they're in that Makom, they could paskin Dini Nefashos. So the Rambam says here, Bizman Shadan Dini Nefashos Saritz, it's all done in Dini Nefashos Bechot Saritz. That's a Mefurisha Mishnah Makos Zayin Amad Aleph, or it's Sanhedrin of Hegis Ben Baritz Ben Bechot Saritz. Vuhusha Yuas Sanhedrin Smuch and Baritz Kamosha Biarnu, Shah Sanhedrin of Hegis Baritz. Uvechutza la'aret, says the Kesef Mishnah, right? Kvar Kasav Zerabenu, which is true of Lo Shana Kan Lashmenu Shosimar Mishana Shabalu Dinin Nefashos Laaretz. It's all those 40 years. Gamkein Balu Bechutz Laaretz. Alvapi Sheyakoi Makriv. Fascinating, right? That you might have thought, I guess, Lashitas the Kesef Mishnah, like a really remarkable Havamina. That it's like if the base of Mikdash is standing, so it's one thing if it's an Hedron going to Galus. And therefore, they're not going to be done Dinei Nefashos. But once we know that Beis Hamikdash Kayim is a prerequisite, and once we know Sanhedrin Ohegis Bin Baritz Bim Lechutz Aretz, maybe if the Kohen is Makriv, just because the Sanhedrin goes into self-imposed exile, the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim, and the Kohen is Makriv, maybe Sanhedrin Ohegis Bin Baritz Bim Lechutz Aretz. Maybe the Kesef Mishnah is saying that second Tanai of Sanhedrin Yoshevis Belishkas Hagazis can only possibly be a Tanai for Eretz Yisrael, where it's radiating out, but what's needed for Chutz La'aretz, because they're not in Eretz Yisrael anyway, is just that the base of Mikdash is Kayim. I think that's a fascinating suggestion. And then again, Lamaskana, the point is that no, Samarayim Shana, lo, because you need two requirements, and that Lamaskana, what emerges from that is that Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kayim plus the Sanhedrin Bimikoman with kvius or without kvius, right? That they have to be in the lishkas hagazis. That it radiates out from right the makom hamikdash, makom asher yivchar Hashem lishkakin shmo sham, from Yerushalayim to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and indeed from there to Chutz La'aretz. The consideration that Chutz La'aretz, you might have only had the tnai of bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, the kohen makriv, as it were. Right, as long as they were nismachan in Eretz Yisrael, but at that point they're kind of detached from whatever's going on with the Sanhedrin. I think it's a very fascinating idea. Of course, the maskana, we don't accept that. Look forward to continuing on tomorrow with the beginning of Mitzvahs Haniskalin, if we could say, looking forward to that, but in the sense of Limud HaTorah.